You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison travelled to Iraq to meet Special Forces soldiers and other ADF personnel training the Iraqi army. It's Mr. Morrison's first visit to the Middle East since becoming Prime Minister in August. A planned visit to Afghanistan was cancelled for operational security reasons on advice from the Chief of the Australian Defence Force. The Prime Minister toured Australia's main logistical hub in the Middle East and thanked soldiers for their service, particularly over the Christmas break.
I'm saying thank you from me and Jenny and my two girls, just as Australians. But I'm also saying thank you on behalf of my government. I've sat in our National Security Committee of government for the last 5 years, pretty much. I've been there when we've made all the decisions that we've made, which has meant why we're here. The Parliament thanks you. And the other thing is the country does.
Tens of thousands of Australian military have served in the region since 2001, and Australian troops in Baghdad and at Taji have now trained more than 40,000 Iraqi troops since this mentoring mission began in 2015. The Defence Force's focus has gradually shifted from delivering frontline training to mentoring Iraqi security forces, training the trainers. During the visit, Mr. Morrison met the newly elected Iraqi Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi at his palace in Baghdad. Mr. Abdul Mahdi stressed the need for ongoing security cooperation to liberate Iraq from IS militants and welcomed efforts by Australia to help improve the Iraqi economy.
Iraq is looking forward for a wide participation of Australian companies and investors, those well-known companies, which are well-known of their capabilities and the investment and reconstruction, and to find job opportunities for Iraqis to promote stability, because the stability of Iraq is the stability of the region, and the stability of the region would be a stability for the whole world.
Australia is a major contributor of humanitarian aid to Iraq, contributing $180 million to the country between 2014 and 2020. While IS militants are largely suppressed in Iraq, the leaders did not canvass any significant reduction in the number of Australian troops or in the amount of aid. Instead, they discussed how Australian aid could be better spent on reconstruction works and delivering essential services to all regions of Iraq. After the meeting, Mr. Morrison said a stable future for Iraq meant creating a stable economy and employment opportunities for its young people.
You've been brave in the face of extremism, and now it requires a new form of bravery to build that economy. With so many young people in Iraq to find and have hope for their future and for a job. Jobs are important, as important in Iraq as they are in Australia. And we're both committed to seeing more jobs.
Yes, of course.
And I look forward to seeing that happen here in Iraq as well as back home.
Mr. Morrison's trip to Iraq coincided with an announcement by United States President Donald Trump that he'd begin moving US troops from Syria, saying IS no longer posed a threat in the country. The move has raised concerns for the future of any further military deployment for Australian troops, who may have to deal with a changed security outlook in the region if US troops withdraw. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.